Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah is the highest praise. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word is going forth on today. I want to thank all my listeners on today. Amen. I know, you know, everybody said, well, you know, we can't go out to church, but guess what? The church is in you. It's okay. Glory to God. We learn to read, study, and pray and keep it moving. Glory to God. Or you can look on social media or you can look on the TV. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that the gospel is going forth if you just want to hear someone to preach. Glory to God. But I'm glad you tuned in on today. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to give a couple of announcements. I want to let you know, a Prophetic Corner, amen, is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. There are many, many of us under. I'm going to go over each and every one, and every one of us is under the same umbrella. Glory to God. The first of all, I hope you tuned in on yesterday. We had none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, A Faith Come By Hearing, on Saturday. It was an awesome show. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You missed it. You missed an awesome show. It was just awesome. Elder walks the dog every time she dials the numbers. Glory to God. And she get online. Hallelujah. She just prayed the house down. So if you missed it, you can also go back and hear it on demand. The shows are pre-recorded on Blog Talk. So you can go back and you can hear it. Amen. And if you move on down on Sunday, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministry. I'm the first Hour of Power, and the show comes on at 2 Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 Eastern Standard Time. And the next hour will be none other than Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. But I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then Minister Elaine's show will come on next. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to tune in and always show love. You know, yeah, love is what it does. You just show love, you know. Hallelujah. It's good for you to listen in and just hit her up and say, you know what, the show was awesome. I enjoyed the show. That's what we ought to do. Glory to God. We ought to boost each other up and not, you know, tear each other down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As you know, it's easy to tear a person down. Everybody can tear them down. But how about just saying, you know what, God moved in your life. He did an awesome job. I praise God for your word that you brought forth. Glory to God. But you give glory to God and give honor to God. Glory to God. Just say God used you. Hallelujah. And I also want you to know that she's an author. She's an author of the book, The Heart Reflections. You can purchase this book on Amazon. But if you can't get on Amazon, you can also inbox her, and she can tell you how you can purchase one of her books. It's a really good read, and I encourage you to go ahead and get in and read. Glory to God. It will help you to find out what's in your heart. You know, there's a song that says, in your heart, amen, to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. So go ahead and purchase a book and, you know, and see what the book has in it for you. It's a very, very good devotional book. Hallelujah. And if you move on up on Tuesday, we have our Power Impact Team. Glory to God. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a spiritual leader, you need somebody to help you connect, amen, hallelujah, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You inbox them. They will get back with you. You could inbox any of us if you cannot get, amen. If you don't see them on Facebook, you can't find it, whatever, you can, if you're just friends with us or whatever, however you're doing it, you can inbox any of us, and we will get you to them. Glory to God. And they will get back with you. So, you know, all the excuses about nobody to help, you know, you can just go ahead and flush that down the drain because it's a wrap. Hallelujah. I'm opening the door for you to come on in and let Jesus be Lord in your life. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. But you want to come on and get in on the ground floor and fit in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to become partners. And in partnering with us, we're only asking for $25 or more. Hallelujah. You would be blessed. You would be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for, amen, by blood-washed, born believers who believe. We pray, it's going to happen. We pray, God going to do it. All we got to do is pray it, say it, and believe it, and guess what? God's going to do it. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and get in. So we're only asking $25 or more. And then you'll receive many, many perks all the way from Monday, all the way back up to the next, till Sunday, and it starts all over again on Monday. So I encourage you to come on and get in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the believers. Amen. Glory to God. And if you're not an unbeliever, come on in and get in anyway and hear what God wants to do in your life. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to open my prayer line. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would go ahead and just press the 1, I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name, but I do ask that you give me the state that you're in, or the country, state, whatever you want to give me, that you're in, and tell me your prayer request. Tell me where you're calling from. And that's all I need. I don't need your name, hallelujah, because we are live, and, you know, we don't want everybody knowing everything, amen, your business. If there's something else that you need from me or any of the team, you can inbox us. I have 2 pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. So you can inbox me, and I will get back with you. I do check my inbox, and all of us check them, amen, to see if we have anybody that needs anything other than, you know, prayer online. So if you would, if you desire prayer at this time, if you would press the 1, and I will bring you in. If not, then we're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody has pressed the 1, so we're going to go on. Amen. I'm going to be reading today from Matthew's chapter 6. And that's Matthew's chapter 6. And the title of my message will be Forgive Others to Be Forgiven. Oh, man, that's a big title in it. You know, sometimes you can always say, well, you know what, I forgive them. But every time you turn around, you're bringing it up, 1969, 1920, 2002. Some of them can give you the exact date, when it happened, what happened, and how it happened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that means you have not forgiven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know there are some times when you're going to bring things up for a testimony, and that's okay. But don't just harbor on it each and every day. Glory to God. Learn to live each day in forgiveness. If you can forgive, then guess what? He's going to forgive you. He is Jesus Christ. If you can't forgive, then he's not going to forgive you. You know, we're living in a world now where, you know, a lot of times we say, I know this is not my, you know, my norm, but let's go out of the norm. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what, I've forgiven, you know, but you have not forgiven. Your heart is hardening because you held on to that thing so long. So now, you know, it's in there. And every time you think about it, oh, here it comes. And, you know, unforgiveness also will hinder your prayers. Hallelujah. You know, you're praying and trying to get a prayer through, you're trying to get a breakthrough, and you ain't getting nothing. You're getting squashed. Hallelujah. So that's why you want to remember to forgive, and don't always go and talk about the other person, you know. So, well, you know what, I don't know, but maybe there's something going on with them. They may need some, and they might need some pills, you know. Glory to God. But don't just continue that same old thing, what they did, over and over and over, like a broke record. Amen. Let's go on. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up in prayer now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, to give us a forgiving heart on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let this word saturate in their spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, so that we can forgive, Lord God, and forget it and move on. Because we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's never late. We serve a God that's right on time, in the mighty name of Jesus. So whatever we ask, it won't be hindered, Lord God. The principalities of darkness won't hinder it, Lord God, because whenever we pray it, they catch it and know, Lord God, that they haven't forgiven. So we're going to bring it back up in their spirit, so their prayers won't be answered. Oh, good God Almighty. Father God, we release the healing on this line on today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let them have a forgiving heart, Lord God. Let them not even mention it anymore, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that's online today, whatever the need may be, Lord God, let them reach up and grab it from heaven, heaven above, Lord. As you open up the windows, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for we know you are a healer, Lord God. We know that everything we need, Lord God, is already done. In the name of Jesus, all we got to do, Lord God, is continue in the faith, Lord God, and the hope that lies within us, oh Lord God, knowing that, Lord God, it shall produce fruit in its season. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, how you're watching over your whole, Lord God, world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and you're taking care of each and every soul, that no soul shall go lack, because you love each and every one, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. You have no respect of person. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someone, God has given a sense of discernment. That means the things, amen, that you didn't really understand, you're beginning to understand them now. So don't be shocked of some of the things you're saying, amen, and some of the stuff that's coming out of you, God, and some of the stuff that you're reading, amen, in the Bible, that you're understanding. God has given you that discerning of the spirit realm. So those things that you didn't understand, when you ask for it, look, you can ask, and he said, I'll give it to you. If you're asking, amen, and you mean it and you want it and you're reading it and you don't understand it, he's going to give it to you. So don't be scared because you're saying, oh, my God, where did that come from? Lord, I didn't know that. Where did this come from? He's giving it to you because you asked. Hallelujah. You asked. So now he's making it clear so you can understand it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're on this line, amen, press the one. You don't have to be afraid to press the one. Glory to God. Just and let people know what God is doing in your life. Now, this line is full. Hallelujah. And I know it's for someone on this line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if that's you, press the one and let's show them that, amen, God is who he is, not only in my life, but in yours too. Hallelujah. You don't have to give your name. Just say, yes, he's doing it. And you can just give a short testimony of how he's doing it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, no one's pressing one, so we're going to move on. But I pray that God continue to just do just that in your life. And if those that came on a little late, amen, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start at Matthew chapter 6. Glory to God. And the title again is Forgive, and it shall and forgive others to be forgiven. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. You know how some people do good deeds for other people, and then guess what happens? You go and tell everybody. Well, guess you done already got what you need, didn't you? Glory to God. If you will believe in him for something, hallelujah, when you told it, you already got it. You know, God can reward you far better than man can. Whenever you do something, you do it out of the goodness of your heart. And there are some people that do stuff out of the goodness of their heart, and people never, ever know it. They don't want it flashed all on the radio. They don't want it flashed all on the TV. Glory, they just did it because that's the goodness, and that's what we're supposed to do. Glory to God. Let's move on. Therefore, when thine doeth alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. That's it. See, you got it. Hallelujah. You got it. Hallelujah. And your alms is not your tithes. Let me straighten that out. It's not your tithes. You know, some people, and I've heard someone say this, they said it to me. Well, you know, I took my tithes and somebody needed it and I gave it to them. No, that's not it. Glory to God. You, that 10% belong to God. And then whatever else you want to do, that's up to you. Glory to God. That's your surplus. That's not your tithes. Hallelujah. That 10%, that belongs to God no matter what. That belongs to him. And whatever you do extra, glory to God, that's where your blessings come in it. But you don't have to go and tell everybody, well, you know, Sadie didn't have anything to eat, so I took my tithes and I gave it to Sadie. Now, you hear what you need to do. Amen. If Sadie didn't have nothing to eat and you got food in your refrigerator and you know it, amen, food in there, or you can go and buy whatever, you can buy Sadie something out of your surplus, not your tithes and your offerings. Hallelujah. It don't work like that. You know, a lot of people say, well, I didn't give it to the church. I went over here. No, uh-uh. You give your tithes to your local churches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Amen. Number three, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. A lot of times people go tell everybody, but you don't have to do that. And you've already gotten everything you need. You know, if you want God to bless you, because he can, like I said, he can bless you far better than man can. So just hold on. If you're getting, hold on, you know, some people can't hold it. Well, I did this and I did that. Some want everybody else to give them kudos, but that ain't what you want it at, glory to God. You want it coming from the Most High God. And whenever that day comes and he calls all of us home, you want to say, you want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to four. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. He's going to reward you openly, and people are going to see the fruit. You're going to see the fruit of your labor. Whenever you give, amen, he said it shall be given good measures. Good measures. Don't you want them good measures pressed down, shaking together, running over blessings? You ain't got to tell everybody, because if you did, then you already got it, and you're going to get just enough, glory to God. But you want that surplus to where, you know, people will see, say, okay, I know, could nobody do this but God. Now, I know, didn't nobody do that but God. Okay? That's what you want. Let's move on to verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt be as the hypocrites are. For thou love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You know, some people want folks to hear him, well, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They start crying and mumbling, and you can't even hardly sometimes understand what they're saying. But they want everybody to hear them and everybody to see them. And sometimes people even pray like other people. That's just not so. You shouldn't do that. You should pray in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. Your prayers are to satisfy the Lord. Glory to God. And if you're reading the Word of God, I'm going to show you, amen, in a few minutes. If you're reading the Word of God, you know, all those things will come natural to you. Hallelujah. So you don't have to try to pray like nobody else. You don't have to try to sing like no one else. Just be you. Just be you. I don't preach like anyone. I just be me. It's just me. And that's what I do. And that's how he want everybody to do. Because if everybody was the same, you wouldn't get the different meanings to the way the scriptures should come out. Glory to God. But it all should be in the same way, means the same thing. It's just somebody's going to present it a little bit different, and that's okay. Let's move on. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And thy Father, which in secret, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. You know, he will reward you for whatever you pray for in secret. When you get in your secret closet, amen, you're in your house or wherever you may be, your bathroom, bathtub, whatever, however you want to do it. That's up to you. You know, understand, call out somebody else's name instead of your four and no more. You know, if there's more than just your four need praying for. There are people around you, I'm sure, that's not saved, that don't know who Christ is. So why don't you learn how to pray for them? Glory to God. You can call out their name and put it in the spirit realm. Say, Lord, I'm praying, Lord God. I'm praying for Elder Mabar Shoestring. I'm praying for Shoestring, Lord. I want you to send somebody by to give them a word, Lord, that will turn their life around. You know, in your personal prayer time. And like Elder was saying on yesterday, Hallelujah. She said, you know, pray for your leaders. You know, amen. Let me help y'all out right here. Just a minute. You know, we're under the same umbrella. So if we're listening to what they're saying and how they're teaching and what they're telling us to do, amen, as far as the word and, you know, and go in and decipher the word and give everybody what the Lord has given you for the word, then guess what? We're going to repeat some of the stuff that they say. Because I've heard this before, and I've heard it in the spirit realm. And so, well, she's repeating what they said. Yes, naturally, some of it you are going to repeat. Glory to God, because it's some good stuff if you're listening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So pray for someone else and call out somebody else's name, you know, unto the Lord so he can save them and set them free. They may need your prayers. You know, they may be in bondage. You know, say, Lord, I know. You know that you know you got people around you that's not saved. Call out their name in the spirit realm sometimes so the Lord can hear you and know that you want them saved. I mean, let me tell you, amen, it was kind of selfish, amen, and I know it. Let me just give a little testimony. I used to pray, and then I'm like, okay, hold up. Now, I'm over here praying for them, and this is what I need, Lord. Now, hold up. So if I don't pray for what I want, then, Lord, you're going to get them what they need, what I'm praying for. Glory to God. That was just selfish. That was selfish. I had to come to terms with that. Don't you know if I take, and it comes from good teaching. Don't you know if I pray for somebody else to get delivered, healed, and set free, you know, whatever I'm believing God for, he going to go ahead and give it to me. But he going to know if you're pure at heart and praying for people when you pray for them. Because some just say, well, you know what, Lord, just go ahead and save old whoever over there, Lord. Save old word or whatever, Lord. You can save old OMK or whoever. He going to know if you mean it or not. And then you go along with your long list and praying for yourself, your folk, and no more. He don't know it. I don't know why people think that God misses stuff. I don't know why they think that Jesus ain't on the scene. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You know, as I said, Lord, I want you to save me, Lord. I want you to bring them out, Lord God. And that's some simple prayers you can pray. But when they go all out there on third field, I call it, and start repeating words that I have not a clue and what they mean, hallelujah, and it's vain repetition. Sometimes you can just say the same thing, you know, and you just keep on. And you can say words that nobody understands. It ain't doing nobody no good. It ain't going to have no effect. Let's move on. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things we have need of before ye ask him. He already knows what you need before you ask, but he want to hear us ask him anyway. You know, when you're praying for people, amen, and then you can pray for yourself sometimes, but don't let it all be a prayer to where you just want what you want. Hallelujah. And then guess what? You get what you get. And don't pitch a fit. Amen. Glory to God. But come on, you can pray for somebody else and help God to break that yoke off of them and destroy that burden. They may need a healing, and you're praying for them, and you know it, and around you, the children going wild. They need prayer. The parents just ain't parents no more, so they need some. You need to ask God to show them how to be parents, Lord God. Send somebody by that they will receive. Because everybody that go by it and talk to them, they ain't going to receive it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Oh, my God. Verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, when you said, you know, you don't know how to pray, this is chapter 6 of Matthew. Now, that right there sums it up. But, you know, what will happen is once you're anchored and then you start reading the Word of God, then what's going to happen is then you'll pick up all the other verses and all the other scriptures in the Bible and start praying it. This right here says it all in just one spot. Glory to God. But once you start, you say, Lord, give them peace. You'll start breaking that thing down. And that's all you got to do. Matthew chapter 6. Amen. Glory to God. That's the prayer. But if ye forgive not men their trespass, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You see right there, amen, you got to learn how to forgive and move on. Hallelujah. Stop always talking about what they did back in 1920. Stop talking about what they did in 2002. You go back so far. Some can go back even 1968. And I mean, come on. Let it go. Hallelujah. You know, because if you don't forgive them, then he's not going to forgive you. Jesus is still on the scene, and he's in the forgiving business. So just forgive them and move on. You can't move on with your life because you're still worried about what they done. And you're still worried about about what they're doing. But you can't move on. So I ask you on today, learn how to forgive and keep moving. Because we serve an awesome, awesome God. Hallelujah. He will forgive you if you forgive. Let's move on. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad continuance. For they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You see, he's talking about forgiveness and rewards. You know, before I pray, I said, Lord, you know, if there's any unforgiveness in me, then, Lord, show me. Because I want my prayers to be effective. And you just don't do this just one time. You continue to do it. Glory to, so he can show you, glory to God, what's in there. If it's something that, you know, that's hindering your prayers, because I don't want nothing to hinder my prayers. Let me help y'all out. Ain't no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, no none of that. Ain't no bill. Hallelujah. Ain't no nothing going to hinder my walk with God. And that's where you ought to be, because sometimes they will come and try to grip you and stop you from walking with God. They will even come and they'll listen to these radio shows, and then they'll want to go back, and they think you can't hear them, but you can hear them talking in the spirit realm, you know. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, I didn't get this, and she said this, and I don't understand this. And well, if you don't understand, if you're following along in the Bible, you'll see, amen, the word of God. Get your Bibles. If you ain't got to get what you got. Hallelujah. You got it on your phone, tablets. They got it everywhere now. So the word don't fall short. So, you know, come on and get what you get. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. You know, you want to continue on and forgiving people. And whenever you fast and you pray, you don't have to tell anybody anything. You don't have to tell them. And don't let them see it on your face. Glory to God. They said, well, what's wrong with you? Oh, honey, we on a fast. Oh, my God. Look, if it's that serious to you, amen, hallelujah, and you don't want to be, then just don't do it, because you ain't going to get nothing. If you ain't doing like you're supposed to do with it, you ain't going to get nothing. It's for God to move you out of the way. Amen. So that way that he can come in and, you know, he can show you some stuff. Well, you know what, Lord, I didn't know that. You know what? I want more of you, so he can bring up everything on the inside of you and make your gift, amen, more effective, not for you, but for other people. So whenever you go to minister to them, hallelujah, then you'll minister effective. And when you go to give them a word, that word will be effective, and they'll receive it in their spirit in a snap. That's what it is. It's not for you, amen, to go around and say, well, you know what, I'm hungry, I'm starving. You might as well go ahead and eat. Hallelujah. Because it's not going to be effective. And it's to bring up, amen, the living water from the inside out. Hallelujah. So it can flow. Now, if you just going through the motions, you ain't going to get nothing. You know what? What's that song? A secondhand emotion. Come on now. You don't want that. You want God's best. You want his best. You don't want no secondhand emotions. Come on now. Amen. Let's move on to 7. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Glory to God. Don't go around with a sad face. Be happy that you know that you can do that, and God has called a fast. Hallelujah. Or whatever it is he's calling. If he's calling you, but make sure it's called by God. Amen. And not by you. Hallelujah. Because you can't fast unto demons. Hallelujah. Make sure, hallelujah, that he's calling you to do the things. Amen. Not you just wanting to do it just to be more spiritual. Because it ain't going to be effective. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust and dust corrupts, and where thieves break through and steal. You know, a lot of people say, we knew I got all this, and I got all this fine jewelry, and I got all this fine everything. Well, what about these fine prayers that you can send up? Hallelujah. Because, you know, it'll come a time, I'm going to tell you, it'll come a time when glory to God, when you may not be able to, hallelujah, pray. Hallelujah. But you can just lay on your bed, and you can say, Jesus. And you know all them prayers that I sent up, I know you hear this, me calling on Jesus. And that is prayer right there. But think about all them times when you were showing up, giving it all you, glory to God. And then all you can say is Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Jesus, I need you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And all those times when it was time to go to prayer, you were there. And now you needing something, you say, Lord, I just can't pray. I can't just say Jesus. Glory to God. And he said, well, you know what? All them times you were there, you were faithful, hallelujah, to the cause. You were faithful when I called you. You were faithful when they told you to do something. You were faithful whenever it was time to give. You were faithful and you didn't steal. You were faithful with your tithes. You were faithful with your offering. You didn't have to worry about it. I got you. Glory to God. That's what you want to do. That's the place we want to be in. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. For where your treasures is, that there will your heart be also. Where's your treasures? Is your treasures in Jesus, or is it in material stuff? Where's your treasures? Ain't nothing wrong with having stuff. Let me correct it. There's nothing wrong with having things. There's nothing wrong with having stuff. But don't let these things have you. We are now in a place where everything is materialistic. Hallelujah. It's okay to have nice things. Don't get me wrong. Nice. I love nice stuff. Hallelujah. And I know somebody that love it. You know, they love it. They'll go and buy it, but it don't have them. Hallelujah. They'll go and get it. Hallelujah. They see a sale, they going at it. Baby, glory to God. But guess what? It ain't got them. They still, amen, it's anchored in the Lord. So you see, you can have the nice stuff, but just don't let the nice stuff have you. You know, they said, well, you know, that thing sure looking good on you. I said, no, it ain't that ain't looking good on me. It's just me looking good on that thing because I'm wearing it. Hey, glory to God. And that's what you got to do. Don't let it, amen, have you. Hallelujah, glory to God. You have it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You got to make sure that the light is shining on you, glory to God. Make sure what your eyes see, you're walking in the light, glory to God. And make sure everything around you, hallelujah, you know, make sure there's no negativity. Keep walking in Jesus' light. Don't let nobody come and dampen your light. Don't let nobody come and put darkness on your light. You know, so many times people will come and try to make you see darkness instead of keep walking in the light. Glory to God. You don't want to be like that. You want to make sure that you're in the light. You're living in the light. You're walking in the light. In the light, amen, is in the meat of the word of God is the light. Hallelujah. You know, people can come with all kinds of books and all kinds of Bibles and all kinds of everything. And then they want to make you see, amen, when you see this right here and that there. Don't let them stray you away. Hallelujah. Make sure you're walking in his light. Make sure your eyes are seeing the light of the word. Make sure your eyes are seeing the meat of the word. Glory to God. Let's move on to 23. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. 23. Hallelujah. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Don't let no darkness shine on you. And a way to keep darkness out of sometimes, stop walking in it. You know, when you walk in darkness, you know, you close your eyes, then you can't see, right? Glory to God. That's darkness. when you open your eyes to the meat of the word and when you open your eyes to everything that God has to offer. Because let me tell you something, I want it all. I don't want part of it, hallelujah. I want it all, everything that he has to give, amen, every spiritual gift, everything, I want it all. So you got to learn how to want it all, glory to God. But you got to take baby steps sometime to get there, to get it all. Glory, but that's okay. Take steps to get, don't try to get it on your own, amen. Get up under somebody so you can get some good teaching so you'll know how to use what you got. And that way, hallelujah, it will be effective. And whatever you learn, use what you got, where you at. Glory to God. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Glory to God. You know, how you going to serve God and your money? You got to understand. You got to serve him. You can't serve your money. See, some people serve their money. Hey, amen. I know a lot of people were kind of in dilemma about, you know, hallelujah. Yeah, we're getting this stimulus now. Hey, here we go. Yes, Lord, I hear you. We're getting this stimulus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, what I got to do with this? What I got to do, you know, this and that, you know? A lot of them didn't want to even give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, you know. But I know one person called me and they said, well, you know what? Say, how much do I need to give out of my stimulus? And what? Nothing wrong with that. If they didn't know, that's fine to find out. You know, that's what he wants us to do. Don't be afraid to ask somebody what you need, how and what you need to give. Don't be afraid, hallelujah. It don't matter what they think, people think. You don't even have to tell them. What you give, that's your business. That's between you and the Lord. It ain't got nothing to do with them, hallelujah. They said, well, did I give out of my stimulus? I can guarantee you that was there was some people. Amen, glory to God, and this was not in my message, hallelujah, but it's something, amen, let's go and work with it. I can guarantee you there were some people who said, well, you know, when I get some more money, I'm going to give you something, I'm going to sow into your ministry, I'm going to, and guess what, they ain't did it. So guess what, it's just going to be like, you're going to have a bucket with a hole in it, your pocket's going to have holes in it, because you got it, and guess what, something will come right along if you did not do what you said you were going to do. It's something going to come right along, and it's going to take it. Amen, glory to God. No, I'm not trying to get you money, hallelujah, no, not by a long shot, because I serve a good God, I serve an awesome God, hallelujah, and he is worthy, and anything I need, he'll get it, but I'm just saying, hallelujah, it's just the word. Let's move on. 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is it not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Okay, we think a lot about, you know, okay, what are we going to eat, Lord? What am I going to put on tomorrow? What am I going to eat? What am I going to cook for dinner? Who all said that? I can imagine a lot of people, you know, what I'm going to cook. What am I going to cook for dinner? What am I going to eat this day? What am I going to eat the next day? I got to get my clothes out for work. Did you ever ask that, okay, Lord, is my focus right? Is my heart right with you? I mean, do I have a seat in the kingdom of heaven just because I said, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior? Is your heart right, though, with God? Glory to God. You accepted him, yes. But did you go any further trying to learn more about him? Lord, how can I go over there and help them? How can I, who can I pray for? Lay somebody on my heart that I can pray for. Or call those people out that I was telling you their name in the spirit realm that need saving. Because, you know, souls need saving in this season. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can see it with everything going around. Souls are the most important. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're not always in a place where you think souls are important, and I understand that. But you know what? You need to ask God to help you to get there. Glory to God. Because I love people, and I want to see people saved. I don't want to just see my four no more. I want to see all people being saved and brought out of the dark place. Glory to God, and walk in the light and get God's goodness. You know what he'll do? He'll bless them, amen, before sometime he bless you. Can you take that? Glory to God, hallelujah. Some people can't take that. When God is blessing, amen, when he's blessing them and you don't have yours yet, that shows where you are. So you're really not concerned about those people. Glory to God. Can you take it? Whenever he give all them out there everything they want, everything they ask for, will you remain faithful or will you walk away? Say, well, Lord, You gave them all this, and I'm asking you for this. Well, can you, what about me, Lord? What's wrong with me? You know, can you take it? So, well, you know what? I might as well go on and get mine on my own. I might as well go on and get me two or three jobs and work. Can you take it? Hallelujah. Let's move on. 26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not more, much better than they? You see right here, he going to take care of you. You don't have to worry about all that. If we stay connected and worry and think about, you know, the souls and the lost souls and the lost people that really need Jesus Christ in their life, glory to God, then guess what? He going to take care of everything that's going on in your world. But so many times when, you know, people began to pray, they don't pray for souls. They pray for they fall and no more. I need a bigger house. Oh, yes, here we go. I got two cars, but I need another car. Glory to God. You can't ride but one at a time. I understand you have to. Make it for a backup. I understand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But to get three, four, five, come on now. Unless you want to give some away. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, come on. You can't ride but, I mean, one at a time. That's the type of God we serve. So come on. Let's get in and remember he's going to take care of you. You know, the birds in the air, he feed them every day. He going to feed you. He ain't going to let you go hungry. And the word of God will feed you every day if you read it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you ain't got to worry. Don't worry. There's no need in worry. Hey, hallelujah. About tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough worries on itself. Hallelujah. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but let's keep on moving. 27. Which of ye by taking thought and add one cubit unto his stature? Let's move 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Let's move on to verse 30. Wherefore if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? You see, he going to give you what you need when you need it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need clothes, he'll give them to you. Amen. I remember, amen, and I was, you know, I got this prophecy, amen, and I was going to get, amen, a whole new wardrobe. Well, guess what? I got that plus. Glory to God. I got so much, so many. It's the truth. Hallelujah. I had to get something else to put them in because I didn't have space. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had so many shoes. Amen. Glory to God. I had so many, and I couldn't wear them all. Glory to God. So I did. I donated some. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, that's the type of God we serve. I got all that. And guess what? Still getting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just because, hallelujah, it came forth that he's going to give you this whole new wardrobe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I said, Lord, you know what? I need a few more clothes. Amen. And when I spoke the word and it was spoken unto me, it was prophesied unto me that I was going to get a whole new wardrobe. I got that plus. Glory to God. That's the God that we serve. He knows that you need it. You didn't even have to go out and spend my own money to get it. Hallelujah. It came to me. Glory to God. You see, people will give. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Therefore, let's see here. 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or whether shall we be clothed? See, right here, God's going to give it all to you. Hallelujah. He's going to give it all. All you got to do is make sure before you pray, clean your vessel before you pray. Ask Lord, if there's anybody, Lord God, that I haven't forgiven, then, you know, if you mean it, he's going to show it to you. That's the thing about it, hallelujah, for your prayers to be effective, for your prayers to come forth, amen, like pure gold, and then you can go on and march on. Because if you'll notice when you pray sometimes and you haven't cleared all that stuff out your system, then guess what? You won't pray effective. You don't know what to pay. You won't have that effectual, fervent prayer. and listening to the gospel music, and you think that's going to do it, but that's just not going to do it. You're going to have to ask God to help you. Ask him to come into your life and let you forgive those people, amen, that did you wrong, and ask him to clean your heart so you won't have nothing against them, so nothing will be held back. Ask him to come in and just take all that away. Take all that pain, what he hurt me in the church away, so I can forgive him and move on with my life. Ask him to come in and get all that out of you that JoJo did to you, amen, years ago. Glory to God. Laugh about it. Hallelujah. You know, it said laughter is just like a medicine. So if you would laugh about some things, amen, glory to God, then you can, amen, pray effective. You know, sometimes when you sit back and you're being sorry and you're wondering why and how, and then you start to cry, and amen, glory to God, and the Lord, that shouldn't have happened, glory to God, then, you know, that thing is still there. But learn how to laugh about it and say, you know what, Lord, they sure did that, and you know what, Lord, it's all right, because I forgive them, because I want my prayers to be heard from heaven above. I want the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous to avail of much, so if sister so-and-so is over there hurting, when I get to praying that healing prayer, I want to heal from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. She will never have to be bothered with them pains again, in the name of Jesus. And wherever you go, hallelujah, glory to God, and you see someone in the street on your job, glory to God, and they need prayer, you want to be able to say, okay, let's pray right now. You don't want to be fearful, hallelujah. You don't want Satan to set in and say, well, you know what? You still got all against your brother or your sister. Hallelujah. So your prayers ain't going nowhere. Let me help you out. The devil will talk to you too, but you can let him know, for my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, I am, hallelujah, who he say I am, and I'm all that he said I could be. So I'm going to pray for them, and when I pray, they're going to get healed. They're going to get saved. They're going to get delivered, and they're going to get set free. So you don't have nothing to say to me, you might as well go back into the pit. That's the kind of prayers you want to make sure that you're sending forth, glory to God. And when my leaders need some prayer, glory to God, what you want to do is say, okay, hold up, wait a minute, God will show you, I need you to pray, this thing is coming, so I need you to pray, so you can get this thing broke before it get there. Don't let it penetrate the ground. Good God Almighty, that's the prayer you want to be in, that good place. Keep yourselves in that good place. Glory to God. Don't let nothing steal your prayer. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to put on. We serve an awesome God. He's going to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So everything that you need is tied up in him. Glory to God. It's not tied up in man. You know, sometimes you can say, well, you know what? Amen. People will say, well, you know what? This happened to me. Glory to God. But you never hear them say, to God be the glory. Things just don't happen. They happen because God moves man's heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Because I know he'll do it. And he'll do it every time. But you got to remember, hallelujah, keep your heart clean. Stay focused. Keep your mind on Jesus, and not on what man could do, but keep your mind on him, because he's going to move man's hand. Glory to God. That's where all your help comes from. And it comes from above, from the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. So keep a forgiving heart. Don't forget. Hallelujah. Let's read the rest of this. It's just a little. Let's read the rest. Hallelujah. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You see, you ain't got to take no thought, hallelujah, what you're going to eat tomorrow. Because God going to supply all your needs according to his riches and his glory, hallelujah. So you don't have to take thought. He feeds the lilies in the field, amen. Don't they have water? Flowers have water, glory to God. And he sends the rain straight down from heaven, glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't think just because you go in and you get a little old bitty bucket of water, all that water was made by who? Glory to God. Come on now. You know, hallelujah. So make sure you keep a forgiving heart when you're praying, hallelujah. Glory to God.
And know that he going to see you through every time. Hallelujah. He feed the lilies of the field, so he ain't going to let me go hungry. Not now time. Glory to God. He's not going to let you go hungry. Not none. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to give you that surplus. He'll give you enough to even give somebody else. Hallelujah. If you're living right, hallelujah, and you're acting right and you keep him before you, you got a forgiving heart, that thing just keep hopping back, a forgiving heart. Is there someone on this line, amen, hallelujah, that has not forgiven someone? Check yourself. Let me just tell you to check yourself, hallelujah. You don't have to, amen, come on, you don't have to press the one. All I want you to do is just check yourself and make sure that you have forgiven everybody. And if you haven't forgiven them and it's something you don't understand, some things that happen, then what you're probably going to need to do to get your relief is go to them and ask them, glory to God. Said, you know, I didn't understand why, you know, you did this. I didn't understand why this thing happened. But you got to get some relief because you've been carrying this weight around for a long time. Glory to God. It's time for you to release it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for you to release it. We serve an awesome God so your prayer needs can be met so you can get that overflow. Overflow of the anointing. Get that overflow. So when you go to pray for someone, your prayers will be effective. Hallelujah. And whenever you go to pray, you know you can hear it in your voice and that anointing starts to flow and you know, hallelujah, Jesus is there. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Forgive, hallelujah, others to be, and he will forgive you. You know, some people, like I said, walk around years and years with stuff on them, and they don't forgive them people. And guess what? Hallelujah. He don't forgive you, but you got to learn how to forgive. Have a forgiving heart. And know that he is on our side no matter what's going on, no matter what's going on around us, glory to God. He's still on our side. He sits high. He looks low. But he knows what you need. You know, before you even ask, glory to God. And guess what? He's going to make sure that you got it. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. He's going to make sure you got it. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. An awesome, awesome God. And I want to encourage you, amen, on this day. Hallelujah. To pray for someone else. Pray for some. Make sure you always pray for someone else. You know they ain't saved. You know it. You know it. You see it. You see the fruit, and you know there ain't no fruit coming on that tree. Hallelujah. It's supposed to be apples, but it's plums, you know. Come on. You pray for that person. Hallelujah. Ask God to give them a heart that's pulling closer to him. Give them a heart, amen, that where they want more of you, Lord. Give them a heart to come into repentance and serve you, Lord. Now, come on now. You can do it. Hallelujah. You can do it. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on and give the call to salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus in part of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God, into what you want me to be, oh God. I repent of everything that I've done, Lord God, that wasn't godly, Lord. I repent, Lord God, if I've done anybody wrong, Lord, and didn't know it, Lord. I bring all things into repentance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I make you Jesus and Lord in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to know that you serve an awesome God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. You are not a blood-washed, born believer. You are washed in his blood. Hey, glory to God. Good God Almighty, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. You've turned around. You gave your life to Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Ain't he awesome? Amen. We're going to go ahead, amen, now and tell you, don't forget, Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor. Saturday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Sunday, Prophetic Corner Ministries. Amen. The Hour of Power. Prophetess Martha Williams first, then Minister Elaine Jackson second on the show. So don't forget, glory to God. And I want to encourage you to come on and be a part and go ahead and come on in and give your offering of $25 or more. Amen. Now the benediction. We're going to go ahead And we're going to get off. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. We will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.